The latest news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest, Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, I talk to Derek Fetzer, Director of Caring Crowd at Johnson & Johnson. Caring Crowd is a crowdfunding platform for global public health that has enabled nurses and others to make a difference for patients in communities around the world. Check out our discussion on how nurses can get involved with Caring Crowd. Derek, welcome to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you here on the show. And I'd like to start off just having folks get to know you a little bit. So why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. Well, thanks. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. And again, my name is Derek Fetzer, and I'm originally from Peru in South America. I'm an industrial engineer, and I went to Purdue University out in Indiana for my master's in industrial engineering and an MBA. I've worked in many different industries over the last 25 years, and I've worked in the U.S., in Latin America, and in Europe. And for the last 10 years, I had been working in the area of infectious diseases, especially on key product launches like HIV, AIDS, hepatitis C, and tuberculosis. And over the last 3 years, I've been working in global public health, which is a new area within Johnson & Johnson. And basically, that's how Caring Crowd came about, is that as global public health came about, it comes about under the recognition that more has to be done to help out a better part of the world's population that doesn't have any access to healthcare. So we proposed, John Brennick and myself, we proposed to the company that we start off Caring Crowd, a crowdfunding platform for global public health to help out these neglected populations around the world. And so it's been several years now that we've been up and running, and it's been growing, and the response has been phenomenal.
It's very exciting to see, and I urge people to check out caringcrowd.org, and we'll have the link in the notes for this episode. But it's exciting to see the different projects and the various things that are going on out there. But let's start off and kind of talk a little bit about how crowdfunding works for those that may not understand it. I mean, I'm very familiar with things like Kickstarter and GoFundMe and things like that. But for people that don't understand how crowdfunding works, maybe you could give us a quick overview.
Sure. The idea is that in a way it's very similar to some of your traditional charity, right, where you donate to an organization. But the difference here is that you're really donating to a project, and the project, you go online, you look at the project, and on our platform it's all or nothing. So what that means is people pledge, and they only get the money once everybody pledges the needed amount. So this avoids the whole issue of projects being underfunded or overfunded, and gives the pledger that security, right, that their funds aren't being wasted, you know, either again through underfunding or overfunding. And so once the pledges amount to the full 100% of the amount requested, so say, for example, somebody wants to buy an ultrasound unit for $10,000. So obviously you can't buy half an ultrasound unit, and therefore people start pledging. And once the pledges reach $10,000, at that point, everybody's credit card gets charged, and that nonprofit can then go buy the ultrasound unit. So that's basically how it works.
And it's exciting, and it's a little different than some of the crowdfunding, because like you said, it funds as soon as it reaches its goal. That there's no overfunding involved either, so that
right.
there's not any overruns. If once that happens, no one can contribute more to that project. They have to look for another project.
That's right. That's right. Or if you do contribute, you know that it's overfunded, and that's entirely on you. But you have that choice,
right?
Whereas in other instances, you might just be contributing, and the organization becomes overfunded, which is a great problem they'd love to have. But the pledger wants to know, generally wants to use their funds judiciously.
Right. It's exciting to see, and I was interested to see that there's projects all over the world. It's not just international, but also in the United States as well, providing funding for a variety of different public health projects.
That's right. We have a large number of projects that happened within the U.S. So again, these are neglected populations generally, and you know, these can be in your own backyard, and you know, we certainly have some projects even within New Jersey, very very close by to us. Other places within the U.S., Puerto Rico, San Diego, I've seen projects. So yeah, we do have projects going in all over the world. Recently, we had I think the newest country that we added to the list was Brazil.
Exciting. Now, and I'm looking at the stats, almost $500,000 donated by individuals on the site to date.
That's right.
And about 4,200 people have contributed in some amount, and 88 successfully funded projects. And I think the important thing there is to say these are 88 projects for public health somewhere in the world that would not have happened had it not been for Caring Crowd.
That's right. I mean, something why crowdfunding comes about altogether is that people are realizing we need mechanisms that are just faster, right? Grants many times take many months, possibly years, to come through. And crowdfunding is coming about because it's more grassroots. And so people are saying, I don't have time for that. We need to see change right now. And so it's much more of a grassroots activity. People coming together within their communities, reaching out to their social networks and getting things funded quickly. And in that spirit, you can get a project up and running on Caring Crowd within a couple of weeks. It's very fast. And I will add in that something that's very important for our site is that we do have an independent advisory panel that looks at the projects to make sure that these are public health projects. I mean, people's health are on the line. And so the reviewers look at the projects just to make sure that, you know, these are all conceptually sound.
And you vet the people putting the projects together. They have to be, I understand, 501c3 nonprofit organizations.
That's right. They have to be a nonprofit within the United States. And many of the nonprofits outside of the United States collaborate with a nonprofit in the United States to basically transfer the funds and work abroad.
That's very exciting. So thinking of the projects that have happened to date, what's one of your favorites? What's the one that's come about that's gone to completion and has been put in place?
Well, there's so many. I mean, it's just wonderful to see. And what I like to see is the breadth of projects on the platform and some of the ingenuity behind them, right? Things that I wouldn't have really considered a public health project, but they are, right? Recently, we had one that funded a film to look at amputees and really discusses the plight and highlights the challenges they face. And then they use that film in order for education and build awareness. Another one that I really enjoyed just from a from the nursing point of view is we had a project, and it was a substantially sized project, $20,000. And it was to provide nursing care so seniors may age with dignity at home. And that was a project here in the United States from a nonprofit called Mount Carmel Guild of Trenton. And so that was basically to help, you know, you had a number of seniors whose Medicare had run out, and this was to provide care for them. And so it's very heartwarming to know that people are working on this and that the funds are getting to them.
And I like seeing there's a page where you can see all the projects that have been funded and actually get an update on progress, which is kind of nice to see not only that the project funded, but that the funds were used and how mm-hmm. they were used in some respects, which is kind of exciting.
Absolutely. I mean, we get great feedback from that people like to look at those updates and know how the funds were used. But more importantly, they're a part of the project, right? I mean, it's not that they just donated blindly to an organization, but they're involved in it. And sometimes they even reach out and say, hey, I can also help you out with this or something else, right? And sometimes they get in touch with the nonprofit itself for other matters. So it is an invitation to participate to the degree you'd like, right? Some people just want to, you know, pledge and get an occasional update. Some people just like to strike up a conversation with the project owner. And so, you know, relationships build, and then even there's a bit of, I see cross-pollination happening even amongst project owners as they look at the site and say, hey, they come to realize, oh, we can help each other out.
Another nice thing I like to see and is that there's no fees charged from the site to the project holders, that, you know, that it's all funded for them so that they can just collect the fees, and all the money goes directly to the project.
Yes, it makes me proud to be part of Johnson & Johnson and Johnson & Johnson wanting to do that. So as John Brennick and I were originally pitching this and talking about it, our management got very excited about it and said, you know, why would we ever charge for this, right? I mean, this is something that's so in line with our credo. Let's do it, right? And so J&J does not charge, you know, whereas other platforms can charge up to 15% of the funds. We don't charge for the for use of the platform. There is a minor fee associated with the processing charge. So that is from Stripe, because we use Stripe as a payment processor. So they charge a nominal amount.
And that's normal for credit card charges and things like that.
Or any, yeah.
Any that's organization right. that's taking donations by credit card are used to those kind of
that's
fees.
That's right. Right. That's right. That's
so,
right.
So, you know, my nursing audience out there, they're students, they're existing nurses, they're looking at this project, and obviously they can donate, but are there other ways they can get involved with the platform?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I will say that about a third of the projects that have been successfully funded touch nurses in some way, right? Those they work with nurses. So if you're talking about helping out children in Malawi, for example, nurses are doing that, right? So the project title talks about the benefit to the children in Malawi, but it's nurses who are doing that. And so there's many projects like that. And I would say to people listening that you can work with a nonprofit and get a project up and running on our platform, and it's very easy. You go to the Create a Project tab at the very top of the page, and you just start filling. You know, you'll go through our wizard, and then you'll just get into the system, and that will strike up a dialogue with us, and you know, you could get the project posted in as early as 2 weeks.
So it's really something that not just giving and spreading the word about the platform, but also mm-hmm. Getting involved with whatever projects move them in the communities mm-hmm. in which they live or in the communities in which they serve, because so many nurses go to international mission projects of various
That's
types.
Right.
Or I
That's
saw
right.
there was one project that funded that helped children that were impacted by the recent hurricanes, which was exciting
That's right.
to see.
That's right. And mind you, you don't need to be a nonprofit specialized in healthcare. You just need to be a nonprofit working on a health project. So we've seen, for example, some parishes that have work out in Guatemala, right? And so they help finance the health aspect of that work through Caring Crowd, right? We have a number of J&J employees, too, that have come forward, and they're working with their favorite local nonprofits and becoming project owners and posting projects. So, and by the way, the site is open to everybody. So you could be working at another company, at any other company, and use the platform as well.
So what's online for the future of the project? This is exciting, and it's been around for, you said, a couple of years, continuing to grow, continuing to fund more projects. Are there any other changes or updates that are on the horizon that you're excited about?
Well, we continue to grow in terms of capability. So we've recently added the greeting card, the digital greeting card capability to the site. So that is, you pledge, and after you pledge, you send a greeting card in honor of somebody, right? Or a Christmas card, or Happy Hanukkah, the giving season, etc. We have Mother's Day and Father's Day cards as well. One of those things that I'd really like to explore and build up is this whole notion of people donating their birthdays, right? Where they say, you know, it's my birthday, but I really don't want anything, but I'd really like to see this project funded. And they post it on the site, and they help get those projects funded, right? Instead of getting a host of gifts that you really didn't want or need.
No, that's actually a great way to encourage people. And I've seen that on social media platforms already, yeah. That people, instead of for their birthdays, have a charitable right. donation associated with their birthday on their whatever platform they're on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so the crowdfunding as well is the cornerstone of a broader crowdsourcing aspect, right? So as relationships continue to grow, we'll figure out, you know, we'll start seeing how does this evolve, and how do we start evolving to a grander crowdsourcing platform.
Any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our nursing audience about Caring Crowd and what they can do to get more involved and share with the people they
reach
know?
Out. Yeah, I would say reach out. If you want to have a conversation, reach out to us. You can contact us right from the site, caringcrowd.org. Just go to the contact us and just reach out and have a conversation. Most of our project owners are crowdfunding for the first time. Crowdfunding is relatively new. And so we'd love to see you succeed. And if you have any questions, reach out, talk to us. You know, sometimes people think, I don't know if this is exactly a community health project. Well, let's have a conversation, talk about it. And lastly, I'd say just be bold, right? People are doing it for the first time, but lots of people are having success. Right now, the success rate of our platform is about 70%. So 70% of the projects coming onto the platform succeed. And they succeed because the project owners also do their fair share. They do the hard work necessary for campaigning. But a lot of the other things, the logistic behind the funding, the platform takes care of and gives you tools to help you succeed.
Stay tuned for more episodes here at Nursing Notes Live coming soon, and check out our other episode this month where I talk to Judith Aponte about her work as a diabetes nurse educator. You'll find that and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.